boys.
Yeah.
Hey, Hustlers, welcome back to another episode on the Girl Hustle Podcast. I hope you're having a great day whenever you are listening. I had been asked a really, really great question, and I really thought it would benefit all of you listening by doing a quick podcast on it. I first just want to say that I've been in this fitness game for over a decade now. I have been consistently going to the gym since I was 19. I lived through all the fad diets that have come out over the years. I competed for 4 years. In all of that time, the number one lesson I wish I would have been taught right at the very, very beginning was this: the work is never done. Because when I first signed up for my first competition, I thought, you know, after 12 weeks of prep, no cheat meals, extreme mental focus, and working really, really hard in the gym, I would have my dream body and I wouldn't have to keep working so hard after the show. My plan was to give it my all for the 12 weeks and then go back to my old habits. I just thought everything I was doing in that prep was just going to be temporary and like, no worries. I'll go back to, you know, eating pizza every night or, you know, whatever I was doing. Well, after the show ended, I did go back to my old habits, and I learned very, very quickly I was wrong and it didn't work that way. And it was a really hard lesson to learn because I essentially learned that results earned are not yours to keep. You have to have the mentality of, I will daily continue to put in the work, and opting out isn't an option if you want to maintain the results you've worked so hard for. And you know, the other thing I learned was it doesn't get easier. You just get better at making choices. You know, a lot of it becomes autopilot because you just know you're going to eat a certain way and you know your exercise is going to be a priority. You don't have to put so much intentional choice behind it. You've just made that choice. And that's after years and years and years of building those habits. You know, I have a girl who is a member of my Girl Hustle trainer who has a wedding coming up in a few months, and she's stressed. You know, she reached out. She was like, I don't feel like I'm where I want to be, and she can't figure out why she's not able to conquer this consistency thing. And so I shortly asked her, you know, what's her plans for after the wedding? Did she plan to quit, revert back to her old ways, or was she going to continue to put in the work? Now, it's good to have goals and to put time pressure on yourself, but you need to have the mindset of, this isn't something I'm only doing for a few weeks or months. Because if you truly want to have success, you need to approach everything you do with the mentality of, this is my new norm. And when you accept that fact, the stress you've been feeling goes away. Because, you know, summer is coming up and there's that timeline pressure we're putting on ourselves to be summer ready. But what happens after summer? Are you reverting back to your old ways? Because I promise you, if you do, all the progress you've made is going to deteriorate quickly in Halloween candy. It will. And I'm not saying you have to be balls to the walls all year round. I'm just saying that the habits you are building to be hot girl summer ready should follow you year round, if you want to live and feel your best year round. And I'm not perfect. I have to give myself pep talks and, you know, kick my butt every day. And one of the little self-talks I've been giving to myself lately is this: if you want to be better, do better. It's that simple. If you want to be better, you have to do better. And I know it can be really overwhelming with everything going on in your life. You may be like, how can I do better when I'm doing my best? And that is the whole point of this episode. This is some very simple advice I was given last year, and it's changed my life. And it's called the AMRAP mentality. AMRAP stands for as many reps as possible. This means, for example, if you're given 60 seconds to do as many sit-ups as you can, and that's all you're going to do in that 60 seconds, you're not going to be scrolling through Instagram or fixing your hair. You're going to be giving your full attention to doing sit-ups for 60 seconds. And I love this mentality approach because there are times when I feel like my relationships are lacking my attention, or I'm even forgetting myself, or I'm feeling very inadequate trying to show up on Instagram and YouTube. And it just becomes very overwhelming. And I feel like I am half-assing, and I don't like to be that way. I like to give my 100% in everything that I do. And so by adopting the AMRAP mentality, it has been insanely helpful in feeling fulfilled and satisfied with so much in my life. So the first thing I did was this: I turned off all of my notifications. No emails, no social media, not even text messages. And by doing this, it has helped me so much because my attention is no longer divided. So if I'm in the gym and I get an email for work that needs my attention, I've mentally checked out of my workout because all I can think about is getting home to attend whatever needs me. So now my workout's completely lacked. Or if I'm on the phone and I get a text message from someone, my focus is now away from whoever I'm talking to and, you know, I feel like my relationships are lacking. Or if I'm at the store and I see someone has DM'd me on Instagram, if I open it and respond in my head, but tell myself, oh, I'll write them later, I'm not going to remember to. And then I feel like a jerk because I've left them on scene. And then I feel, you know, inadequate in that too. So what I do is I do not open up anything unless I'm somewhere I can sit and respond right then and there, because I'll obsess about what I need to get to and I've totally mentally left wherever I'm at until I can. And that's not fair to the people I'm with or what I'm doing or even to myself. So I do not open up emails unless I'm in a place where I can sit and respond. I don't answer the phone unless I'm in a place where I can sit and have an intentional conversation. My friends and family, they know I'm busy and they know I'll get back to them when I can. So here's how this method has really helped me when wanting to be better and needing to do better. When I am giving something my full attention, I'm able to see where I need to do better, and because I'm in the moment, I can give it my all, and then more the next time. I do my very best to not be distracted in areas I'm trying to do my best. So once I complete whatever task I've done, I move on to the next and be fully present in whatever that is. So for example, if I am, you know, around mealtime and I'm getting my food ready, I give my full attention to making sure I'm weighing things accurately and I'm paying attention to what I've already pre-logged in my food diary, because when I can give my full attention to each meal that I have, I am going to be so happy with my effort. And it's so easy to get distracted or to guesstimate and that type of stuff. So whenever you are in a task, or whenever I'm in a task, as far as like, you know, food or, you know, even an ab workout, like I want to give it my full attention so I can give it my 100%. So when I'm done, I can walk away and be like, I gave it my all. So, you know, right now I'm recording this and my phone is in the other room. I don't have any other windows open on my computer. And this gives me the opportunity to show up here for you the very best that I can. Because, you know, feeling inadequate and frustrated in areas of our life, it's normal, but it is what it is if you're not doing anything about it. So if you want to be better, do better. Accept that it's going to be hard every day. Just accept it. Accept that, you know, what you're working towards, have it be your new norm. Once you accept that, it will get easier. Yes, it's still going to be hard, but it's going to get easier at the same time. The other thing is take away the time pressure you're putting on yourself and AMRAP every situation you're in, and you will be better. Just remember, everything you need to succeed is already inside you. Until next time, hustlers. I'm living great. Everything I do, I do.